Was your wife, was she a Pittsmore girl as well?
No, she was Canadian.
Oh, right.
Okay. Aye. I met her when I was at... things weren't going very, very well. And I hadn't sold a thing for ages. So I took a job as a park keeper in Langley Park. And that was £9 a week, I think it was. And I met her there. That's her, up there.
Oh, right. And, beautiful painting. Beautiful.
She's a corker, yeah. Ain't she?
Yeah.
And I had a beard at the time. But I had a peaked cap, moustache, beard, hair down here, nearly to my shoulders. I've seen photographs of me just lately. And how she felt for me, I haven't a clue. I always say it was the uniform. You know, dungarees and a cap. And she was stunning. She never demanded anything. As I say, she was born in Alberta. Father lived in Attercliffe, went over there. And he went over making moonshine during the recession. And one night, these revenue officers came down in Oldsmobiles with their rifles and all that, kicked the stills over and started taking names. Somebody from Poland, somebody from this. And they got to her father and said, right, name? He said, Frank Purcell. He says, where are you from? He says, Sheffield. He says, that'll be Alabama. He says, no, Yorkshire. So this revenue officer thinking, oh my God, an alien, all that paperwork. So he put his hands on his shoulders, turned him round, pointed him north. This is a place called Billings in Montana. And he said, you walk for 3 days, follow that star. He says, and then you'll be in Canada. And it's not to do with yours anymore. And he went there, took a land grant offer at CPR, and started a little farm. And Audrey was born, sent for her mother, and all like that. Out of Whitworth Lane, Atterton. Not bad, eh?
And then back here again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye. I courted Audrey for purely your mercenary purposes. Because every month, she'd take me out for a bite to eat. These new Chinese restaurants that were opening up, you know. And I thought, oh, it's lovely being a cat man. You know, it's great. And she got these big, greasy dollars. I thought, wow, she's wealthy. You know, what's she doing working in a children's home when she's all this money? Like, and of course, it was the last disappearing money from the corn stock that was held over for her father. And she'd get these dollars from Thomas Cook's every month. And although it soon ran out. So painting had to be a job. So the word artist went out of the window and the proper word painter came in. And it's been magic since then.